Hey there, welcome back. Whoa. Why don't you come in? That's a very interesting outfit you've got on. It's very. Well, I can see your belly button for a start. Are you even allowed to wear skirts that short on campus? And are those platform heels? You're at least 4 inches taller than the last time I saw you. I'm honestly a little bit shocked. I mean, how could you think that this is an appropriate outfit for a therapy session? I'm sorry, but you look like a slut. What's wrong? Okay, calm down. Why don't you tell me why you're upset? Your mom? What about her? A surprise visit? Oh, because of how things seem to be falling apart with you? Sure, broken glasses, slipping grades. It's natural for her to be concerned. To be honest with you, I'm concerned. What kind of argument? About how you were dressing? Well, you know, I'm trying to be empathetic, but she does have a point. I mean, look at yourself. Well, you're wearing a lot of makeup, and your pigtails are cute, I guess, but it's the amount of skin you're showing. It's obscene, okay? And those shoes. Hey, quiet down. We're not here to talk about your mom anyway. No. Well, I know you called me for an extra appointment last week, but I was busy. I'm sorry, but I can't be at your beck and call. We had an appointment set for today, not yesterday, not 3 days ago, today. And this is our last session, so I'm not in the mood to deal with your bratty attitude again, okay? No, go on. Tell me how unfair it all is. Tell me again how you didn't steal that pair of glasses. No, go ahead and open your big mouth and earn yourself another few therapy sessions, or maybe even some jail time with a permanent record. Is that what you want? Slut. Listen to me. Just because you're upset doesn't make it my fault. Okay? Your trouble with your grades and your glasses is not my fault. Your bright idea to dress up like a little schoolgirl whore for your therapy session is not my fault. If you insist on acting like a dumb slut, there's nothing I can do about that. Can I help it if you're stupid? No, I can't. Are you okay? Why don't you sit down? Let's get this session over with. All right? You know, you're not going to get anywhere in life if you keep acting like an ungrateful little bitch. What's that? I can't understand you. You're slurring your words, you slut. What's the matter? What's the problem? Come on, stupid. Tell me what the problem is. Use your words. There you go, stupid. Good whore. Good little slave. You horny? Huh? You dumb bitch. Do you wanna fuck? Huh? That's right, whore. What? I can't understand you. What? Stupid rape person says what? All right, calm down. Calm down. I know you're confused. I know you're horny. Deep breaths. I'm not going to call you names anymore. For now. Everything's going to be fine. You trust me, right? Settle down. You know what'll make you feel better? If you put your headset on. Right? Go on. That's it, sweetie. Remember, I'm here to help. All you have to do is listen. There we go. It's like going home, isn't it, sweetheart? No, no crying. I know you get upset when you remember, but I need you to be pretty today. Stop crying, whore. Now, I bet you're really frustrated, huh? Your pussy's really wet. Sorry about that, but I don't want you to worry about it, okay? Much filthier girls than you have sat on that couch with wetter pussies than yours. You can't move anyway. Your motifs have you now. Today is very special. Know why? It's your graduation day. After today, you'll never have to see me again. It's the last time with your motifs. And the last time I'm going to let you remember. Well, consciously, anyway. Today is the day I finally finished turning you into my little rape whore. We have a lot to do, so I'm afraid it's going to get pretty intense pretty quickly. But first, I have a surprise for you. Do you remember that police officer who stopped you the other week? Of course you do. I can see the scrapes on your knees haven't completely healed. Anyway, guess what? I found him! Yeah, unfortunately, he made an inappropriate advance on a female officer, so he was sent to me for sexual harassment training. It didn't take more than a single session to get him under my control. He was already so morally corrupt, I hardly had to do anything at all. He even made a pass at me. But he's one of mine now. Just like you are. And he should be here any second. Oh! Hi, pig. Perfect timing. Come on in. You recognize Slut, don't you? Remember? From the side of the road? Doesn't she look pretty today? Yeah? It turns out, Pig likes young college girls who dress like schoolgirl whores. I didn't actually have to teach him that. Pig, do you think Slut is pretty? Aw, that's sweet. Oh, look at him, Slut. Do you see the bulge in his pants? It's getting bigger as he stares at you. How does that make you feel? Making a man hard just because he's looking at you. I think it's sweet. Ugh, and you're so pretty when you smile at him like that. The two of you are so cute. I think Pig likes you. Do you like him? Tell me the truth. No? Oh, that's too bad. Did you hear that, Pig? Slut doesn't like you. Don't worry. She's only saying that because she's mad at me. If I wasn't here, and she didn't have her motifs to help her remember how to think, she would like you a lot. But you know what? I'll bet she's wet anyway. Aren't you, Slut? Tell me the truth. Aww, see? You don't have to like him to need him, Slut. Unfortunately, you're still in training, and I still have suggestions to make. So you're probably not going to enjoy this quite as much as when Pig fucked you last time. But don't worry. I've made sure Pig won't enjoy it as much either. It may not seem like it at first, but you'll see what I mean. Well, pig, what are you waiting for? Go get her. No, don't try to resist, sweetheart. You can't stop it anyway. Pig, grab her hair and force her into position. Don't be afraid to manhandle her. Sometimes sluts need that. Turn her over, get her on all fours. That's it. Very good. Pull that cute skirt up. Oh, look at her shaved little pussy. It's so adorable. And look at how wet her thighs are. Are you ready for Pig to fuck you, slut? Huh? Ugh. Hold on, Pig. Just hold her there. I need to talk to her for a second. I see you panting, slut. I see you trying to fight it. And that's brave of you. You're putting up so much more of a fight than Pig did. But remember, the only reason you're able to try and resist at all is that I'm allowing you to remember. You would fuck Pig now just as willingly as you did in the bushes that day if you didn't have your motifs in your ear. I'm giving you the gift of awareness, slut, this one last time. You should be thanking me. She's an ungrateful slut, isn't she, Pig? Why don't you go ahead and stick your cock into her? Trust me. She'll come around. Good. Fuck her. Isn't she pretty? Pull her pigtails, Pig. Rape your little slut harder. Pound her. Make sure she feels every inch. I need you to make her feel worthless for anything else. Good boy. These feelings you're having, slut, that shame, that humiliation, your motifs are going to use them to create new triggers for you. From now on, whenever you feel these feelings of sexual shame and degradation, when you feel stupid, when you feel like a helpless, stretched open little cock sleeve at the hands of a man, that's when you'll be able to come. That is the only time that you'll be able to come. And you'll crave it. You'll need it. You will pursue every avenue available to you to find men who make you feel worthless. Just so you can come. Rape her, Pig. Make her understand how stupid and pointless she is. Spank her. No, spank her harder. Good boy. And reach down and grab her tits. Pull them out of her top. She's not even wearing a bra. Now grab one. Use it as a handle as you rape her. Pull her hair and maul her tits while you rape your pretty little slut. Very good, Pig. She needs to get used to this. You and her motifs are teaching her everything she needs to know about being my little rape slut. My little degradation whore. Demand for girls like you is high, sweetheart. You have no idea. You're going to be a very popular little rape whore. Don't you think so, Pig? Don't be gentle, Pig. Pound her. I want her to really feel your dick stuffed inside of her because she's about to have a revelation. You listening, slut? You weren't born for college life. Business? Please. You are way too stupid for that. You're way too filthy. You need cock too much. So tomorrow, I'm going to scrape together whatever student loan money you have left. And you're going to buy yourself a plane ticket to St. Petersburg in Russia. It's true. You won't tell anyone about it. Not your friends. Not even your mom. You'll apply for your travel visa, and within a month, you'll be gone. Do you know what you're going to do there? You're going to use your holes to make new money, of course. You won't be conscious of that, but that is what you're going to do. Don't worry, I have friends there, and they'll find you. Pig, do you want to fuck her ass now? Okay, well why don't you give her a little rest and get the bottle of lube out of the drawer next to the couch? Go ahead and get it. Shh. Don't move, slut. Take a few breaths. I'm going to dial back your motifs and give you a little break. I imagine you'll have a few bruises when we're done. But that's okay. It's just part of being a rape whore. Do you understand that you're my property now? You're just a toy. Pig is about to fuck your ass because I want him to. Just like I want you to use your body to make me money. And sweetheart, I always get what I want. And to think, all this because you stole a pair of sunglasses. Or did you? Wouldn't it have been awful if someone made a terrible mistake and you were falsely convicted? Well, it doesn't really matter now, does it? Okay, Pig, I think I've got her just about ready. Why don't you sit back on the couch and pull her on top of you? Have her face me like a cowgirl. I want her to see me while you stretch her ass open. I've got one last trigger for her. Come on, Pig. You don't need to be gentle with her. She's just a fuck slave. She'll do whatever you want. Won't you, slut? Now stick it up her ass. That's it. Go ahead and grunt, sweetheart. You don't have to like it. I'm teaching you to crave it. Like a drug. So, are you ready for your last trigger? Here it comes. Did you know that every whore has a special trait that makes her unique? Do you know how you're unique? Well, from now on, whenever a man sticks his cock up your ass, you'll start to drool. That's right. The minute your ass gets penetrated by a cock, your tongue will loll out of your mouth and you'll leak drool down your chin and your tits. Your eyes will roll back into your head. And you'll even get a vague, satisfied smile on your pretty face, too. Aww, just like that, slut. That's so cute. You look like a real-life hentai girl. I think she likes it when you rape her ass, Pig. And look at how she's finally learned to keep her legs spread. Good job, whore. That's it. My little drooling hentai girl. Doesn't she look cute? I think so too. Rape her ass harder. I want to see her drool some more. Aww, she's adorable. Oops, I think her head's going slack. I think she's going subspace on us. Grab her pigtails and hold her head up, Pig. Oh, look at that drippy tongue. You are going to be so popular, sweetie. Pig, don't be selfish. Reach around, wipe some of that drool off her tits and use it to finger her cunt. Make her cum. Do you want to cum, slut? pick, pull her hair, and rape her ass hard so she can come. Handle her pick, grab her thigh and force it into her. She's just a fucking doll now. Good boy. That's it, sweetheart. Do you feel worthless enough to come yet? Let me help you. You've got a cock stuffed up your ass. You're drooling all over yourself. College is wasted on you. You're nothing but a brainless rag doll. A pretty fuck toy, especially made for boys. So go ahead. Come, you worthless whore. There it is. Let it all out, slut. You can even cry if you want to. Make as much noise as you want. I like watching Pig force an orgasm out of you. You are so cute. Well, keep raping her, Pig. There you go. Don't you want her to make you come? I want you to come on her face. Oh, she's still drooling, Pig. That's perfect. Grab her hair and pull the slut's head into position. I want her on her knees in front of the couch. Isn't her face pretty? Use her throat to help you, Pig. All that drool makes it so much easier. Open your mouth, slut. Show him what stretch taught you. All the way down her throat. It has to be really deep to make her gag. Hold her pigtails. Use her throat. Deeper, Pig. Use it to make yourself come. That's right. Fuck it. Hey, slut. Do you want to see one of Pig's triggers at work? Come on. Make him come so I can show you. He's so close. Aren't you, Pig? Look at his face. He's trying to fight it, but he can't. See? He has to pull out. No. You can't stroke it, Pig. Remember? You're not allowed to feel good. Let it dribble out onto her face. That's right. Ruin your orgasm, Pig. Just keep her face underneath your dribbling cock. Perfect. Oops. Keep your balance, Pig. I know that must be so frustrating. See, slut? I told you Pig wouldn't enjoy it. I made a suggestion that he ruin his own orgasms from now on. So when he fucks a pretty girl, he doesn't really get to finish. That's what I gave him for trying to hit on me. It's kind of perfect though, isn't it? He fucked every hole you have, and he dumped his cum on your face, but you still couldn't even make him feel good. What's wrong with you, slut? Doesn't that make you feel doubly useless? Sorry, Pig. That's all you get. Why don't you wipe your cock and your pigtails and pull your pants up? Maybe you'll get to feel good next time. You okay? He looks disappointed. Aren't you going to tell him you're sorry, whore? Apologize for not being good enough. Oh, you two are so adorable. It's too bad you won't ever see him again. Now, Pig, I need you to go back to work, okay? I'll call you again when I need you. Meanwhile, it's our secret, right? Our special secret, right? Good boy. Bye, pig. Wasn't he sweet? Fix your clothes and sit back down on the couch. Hurry up. I know pig worked you pretty hard, but you need to get used to getting cleaned up and ready for the next guy. When you get to Russia, there's always going to be another guy. By the way, you don't need to worry about how I'm getting paid, okay? My friends you meet at the airport in Russia will take care of that. Now, your motifs are wrapping everything up for you. Soon you'll forget all about what we did in our therapy sessions, but you will be changed forever. You probably wish you could kill me right now, don't you? Maybe send me to jail and arrange it so that I get raped? Or maybe you just want to beg me to not go through with this. But why shouldn't I? The minute you leave my office today, you won't even remember I exist. But I'll tell you what, even though you'll have forgotten all about me, even though you won't realize what you are supposed to be or what I've turned you into, deep down, way under the surface, you'll always have a feeling. Maybe I could have been better than this. Maybe I could have been different. That feeling will never quite let you go. It'll always make you feel ashamed, humiliated, and disgusted with yourself, even as you can't help but let a continuous train of filthy men stuff your body full of Russian cum. Thinking about you getting fucked like that, an innocent girl trapped in the body of a rape whore. That's how I get off, sweetie. And incidentally, it's how I get rich as well. Are you taking notes, you little college girl? Because this is how you run a fucking business, whore. Your motifs are just wrapping up. Don't worry about all that cum and drool. You'll just think you had a breakthrough in your therapy session, and it's all just your tears. In fact, it's okay to cry for real if you want to. I don't need you to look pretty for pig anymore. Still, when you leave here today, you'll feel resolved and happy. You'll just know that you're making all the right decisions. Well, I guess that about does it. You did such a good job, sweetie. And now, we're all finished. Okay. You can take your headset off now. Good morning. How do you feel? Oh, what's wrong? Oh, sweetie, it's okay. Why are you crying? You don't know? Well, this was an exceptionally intense session. Would you like some tissues? They're right next to you, on the table. There you go. Really? Well, sure. A trip out of the country might do you some good. A change in perspective, you know? I think that's a great idea. So, are you happy it's over? Yes. I'll send off my paperwork to the judge, and everything will be cleared up in a week or two. Okay? You're welcome. Now, I need to get ready for my next patient, so just don't go stealing any more sunglasses, okay? Oh, do you need to take the tissues with you? It's okay. Hey, good luck with your trip. Okay. Bye now.